On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, Mario Lopez here. Joining me now in the studio, the reigning Miss America, Savvy Shields. Welcome back.
Oh, good to be back.
Any opportunity I get to say Savvy Shields,
we'll
take advantage of it. Exactly. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, just a few months left before you pass on the crown.
This is true.
Have you been able to savor this experience? Has it been what you thought?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. I feel like, yes, I've been able to savor it in the sense of you try to remember everything, but you can't because you're, I mean, in a different state every 48 hours.
Sure.
But it's not what you expect, you know?
Any particular moment that stands out?
Oh my gosh, that's such a loaded question. I feel like, and in terms of the moments that change the person that I am for like the rest of my life, it's the moments when I'm getting to see the kids in the children's hospitals, hands down. There was this one moment when I was in Denver, Colorado, and I got to walk in, and this boy was named Chase. He had blonde hair, and we talked through his iPad for around 15 minutes, and he told me that he was going to take his first steps that day. And then I got to witness him taking his first steps.
Oh, that is special.
Lost it.
Very cool.
Bawling my eyes out. But those are the moments that change you. You know,
well, your personal platform has been eat better, live better.
It's a hashtag.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Are people getting the message, you think?
I sure hope so. I mean, if anything, it's been selfishly really exciting to see it. I mean, I've gotten to be a part of it in my own state very heavily even before Miss America. But it's been cool to go across the country in a lot of different demographics, seeing how, you know, kindergartners in Rhode Island versus the rice farmers of America are kind of taking it in. I mean, you see it as a fad, and I don't want to say it's a fad, but you're seeing people recognizing the connection and making it more of a lifestyle.
Into a lifestyle, yeah. Exactly. Well, what have you planned for life after the crown?
Hibernation. First of all, trying to recoup, figure out my life together, but really and truly, I mean, it's the great thing and the hard thing about being Miss America is that you see so much life and you see so much of the world that you want to be a part of it. And so when people ask me that, I keep wanting to say just everything. Like, right. I want to do everything. I want to do it all. And so you, again, that's a lofty, you know, statement.
Where will home be?
I don't know yet. Right now, my main goal is remembering what state I'm in at the time. Yeah. And so thank you very much. But once the next girl gets the shiny hat, then I'll be cracking down on all those.
Are you still studying? You're still a student, correct?
Not right now. I'm not. No, there's no way.
A little hiatus. Well, college isn't going anywhere. Where'd you leave off when you stopped?
I have a semester left.
You can hammer through that.
Right? I mean, I have to. I mean, it's going to take, I don't know. It seems like it'll take forever, but.
Take a semester, won't it?
Hopefully. I sure hope so. It just seems way too long right now.
Right.
But we'll see.
What school did you go to?
Arkansas. That's where
y'all
comes from.
Was
Savannah that Shields?
Who Pig Suey?
Woo Pig Suey.
Woo Pig Suey?
Okay. Yes. Bless it.
God
all
bless it up
it.
There. I've spent some time in Arkansas.
Really?
I was at the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Arkansas. That's what it's called. It's intense, but it was only like three blocks.
In
Little Rock,
this.
World's shortest.
Are you being for real?
I'm being for real. Why would I lie?
I don't know,
little,
but it just,
it's a random thing to lie
about.
Because
it doesn't seem legit.
World's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Little Rock, Arkansas. I remember I got tackled by a woman there. Went through security. They're aggressive.
Well, they're very passionate about their St. Patrick's Day.
Apparently.
I
didn't know there was a strong Irish community or Catholic community down there. But
How short is the parade?
Very short. Very short. Like I said, it was only like a few blocks, but it was an intense few blocks. Thousands of people came out.
They're really psyched to be there.
I'd go back. I read on your blog, you're big into coffee naps. Now, that seems counterproductive. How does that work?
Oh, it's fantastic. So you take I guess there's no cups of coffee in here, but you chug a cup of coffee and then it takes 20 minutes to hit you. So you fall asleep for 20 minutes and the coffee wakes you back up.
See,
and
it
you're
takes
good to
about
go.
20 seconds to hit me.
Oh,
because
well,
then I got to use the restroom.
So oh, well, fair. But I don't know. Maybe I've just taken way too much coffee that it doesn't affect me anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if I should be proud of that or concerned.
I have an aunt like that. She can drink coffee and goes to sleep.
Right.
It's the craziest thing.
I feel like that's me.
So the next Miss America competition is September 10th on ABC.
Exactly right.
Are contestants training right now? How are
they are right now. I mean, our orientation's next week, and they're all crowned. I've been calling each of them as they've been winning. I call them and just try to surprise them and get really hyped for them. But yeah, you know, it's been exciting. But I don't know. I'm trying, you know, to not get so emotional about it already.
Well, you get to kind of soak in the moment now.
Hopefully.
No pressure and enjoy
yes,
it.
Yes, that's true. There's no pressure, but you're still very emotionally invested in it.
Is it still happening in Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino?
Now it's in Atlantic City, back in its home where it started.
That's right.
Originally.
What hotel out there?
All of them. Really and truly. It's held in Boardwalk Hall, which is literally, I mean, it's where it started almost 100 years ago, which is insane.
Yeah,
but Boardwalk Hall is huge.
Yeah, no, I know Boardwalk Hall. I'm talking, where's the competition this year?
All of them.
It is still all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I like the history.
What was the most nerve-wracking part for you?
During the competition or during the year?
During the competition.
You know, really and truly, this is going to sound funny, but when you get to that point, I mean, you're just trying to live your best life. And that sounds so stupid, but you're just trying to have fun. Because at that point, I mean, it's no one's goal to become Miss America. Because that just doesn't happen. I mean, that happens in like an ulterior universe. So when it comes to that point, you're just trying to have fun. Because that's all you can do. You can't slide yourself out at that point.
Well, that's a good attitude to have. So before I let you go, I'm going to put you back on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Current song obsession.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Okay. Old school. Favorite show to binge watch?
The Office. I've probably watched all 9 seasons 5 times.
Wow.
This whole year. It's so too many airplane rides.
Is The Crown check baggage or carry on?
Carry on every time.
Every time.
I'm too emotionally attached to that thing. It's right here.
Is this it?
This is the box. I carry it with me always. I'm way too nervous to let it out of my sight.
That's an impressive box.
Well, it's a weapon if I need it to be.
Yeah.
So,
what happens if you lose it?
I don't.
Okay, good.
It's not even a possibility.
That's not an option, okay?
What's the go-to late night snack?
We can't do that. Go-to late night snack. Water.
Well, when you're in training.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you're in every hotel in the world, you can't really carry late night snacks with you, you know, so there's always water.
So is there a Mr. America in your life?
There is. And he's been an angel.
Is he in Arkansas?
No, he's not.
He's not in Arkansas.
An angel. No.
Well, where'd you meet this guy?
I met him at a wedding 2 years ago. But
that's a good place.
No, this is my job's been kind of crazy. But
where does he live?
Great. Now, Georgetown.
Georgetown. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you willing to move to Georgetown?
Oh, well, we haven't talked about that yet. We'll figure that out.
Oh, you're
not
at that point yet.
We'll get there later.
All right. Okay. Okay. Sounds like things are good, though. All right. Well, meanwhile, the Miss America competition is September 10th on ABC. You can follow her on Twitter at Miss America and at Savvy Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for stopping by. I love that. Savvy Janine. Savvy Shields.
Right?
The whole deal.
It has like a nice ring to it. On with Mario Lopez.